Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Rabbi Penny Penkis from Chabad of Greenstone joins us this morning. Good morning and thanks for doing so. How are you?
Good morning, thank God. How are you?
I am very well, thank you. So tell us about these last few days of Sukkot.
So these last few days of Sukkot are actually given a bit of a different name. They're known as Shmini Atzeret and Simchat Torah. And whilst they're very much connected to Sukkot, and as they are often referred to, the last days of Sukkot, they actually, in essence, they are almost their own festival. Have their own festival. For example, during Sukkot, we shake the Lulav Netrog. Sunday is the last day we shake the Lulav Netrog, and once we go into Shmini Atzeret, we no longer shake the Lulav Netrog.
Right.
A beautiful way which I've heard of looking at these festivals is we've had an entire month. We've had Rosh Hashanah, we've had Yom Kippur, we've had now Sukkot. And it's almost like, you know, the final parting, you know, God's telling us, you know what, let's just give it two more days and to enjoy each other and to enjoy that time off that, you know, yes, obviously, Yom Kippur is always hectic and, you know, the shul and the eating and the meals and all that stuff. At the same time, it's time to disconnect, turn off our electronics, disconnect from the craziness of the world, and spend those last 2 days before getting into, you know, the rest of the year.
So
that's really, in essence, almost what it's about.
Right. And what is the celebration of those days? What differentiates Shmini Atzeret and Simchat Torah from Sukkot?
So the main differentiation, like I mentioned, is we don't eat, we don't shake the Lulav Netrog. There are those who have a custom on Shmini Atzeret to eat in the Sukkah, but no one, on Simchat Torah, no one eats in the Sukkah. And really this is a celebration of the completing of a Torah, and again, starting right away with the new cycle. So every Shabbat, we read one of the portions from the Torah, and on Simchat Torah, we end that entire cycle, and right away begin the new cycle. I mean, you may even think it, you know, people may think it's a bit of a another one of our crazy customs. To think about it, we take our holiest object and we dance with it. If you walk into a shul on Simchat Torah, you're going to see everyone having a very, very festive, joyous event, dancing around the shul with a Torah. And if we look at the idea of that, it's the idea of obviously the completion and the starting, but also the idea of accessibility of the Torah to absolutely everyone. It's not a celebration of learning. We don't sit and open the books and study. Obviously, we read from it. But it's the idea that the Torah is, you know, closed, we stand with it closed, and absolutely everyone can partake in this beautiful celebration. So the custom, we have to celebrate. We dance to the Torah in Israel. Obviously, it's only one day. I was in the diaspora, it's 2 days of Shmini Atzeret, and the Torah in Israel, it's all morphed into one. So it's all about that celebration of the Torah. Shmini Atzeret, slightly different. Shmini Atzeret is when we pray for rain, we're praying for rain in Israel. Obviously, the seasons here are different. So Shmini Atzeret is about praying for rain. It's about that, you know, sort of like saying goodbye to the Sukkah. And then we go into the Torah, which is that absolutely joyous celebration, dancing with the Torah, celebrating the Torah, celebrating just being happy in that whole month that we spent with Hashem.